Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right, it's Thursday morning, and we are excited to be back on the air with you. This is your host, Tony Williamson, with my co-hosts, Mr. Donnie Crisp and Mr. Rodney Cox, online with us today. We have a special guest for you today. Mr. Warren Anderson is going to be on board with us today for a discussion of how he's building his Iolo business. So be sure that you text out to your team right now, let them know we are live on the radio. Be a part and be proactive in helping other people understand how to work effectively in the marketplace with Iolo. It's a great opportunity for you to get your team, show them that you care, get your team around this program and let them know that you care about them and their success. So we're really excited that you're on board. Our dial number is 718-664-9145, so be sure that you text that out to your team and let them know to dial in. Also that they can listen in live streaming at ioloradio.com. If they'd like to listen in on their smartphone or on their computer at home or whatever they may, wherever they may be, it's real easy to access this program. By the way, this program is archived every day, and so you can listen to the recorded sessions of Iolo Radio. In fact, our guest yesterday was talking about that as part of the process that he uses to train his agents as well as to train his merchants. He uses Iolo Radio. Some of the archived episodes that we have there. So we're really excited yesterday to have our conversation with Steve, and we are excited to be back on the air with you today with our special guest, Mr. Warren Anderson, today. I do want to give everyone an opportunity to get on board with us, and I want to say good morning to my partner, Mr. Rodney Cox. How are you this morning, Rodney? I know you and Bud have been working real hard in the background. Any news from the team, corporate, or anything you want to share with the audience today, Rodney, before we get started?
Well, good morning, Tony. Glad to be on here. Yes, we've been doing a lot of work in the background. It's been great to be able to listen to these shows. Actually, I listened to yesterday's again to get some more tips on it. But as far as corporate, I don't have anything particular to add. Looking forward to today's show. I know Bud is on here listening with us. I'll be communicating with him and see if there's anything he needs to add to it. But looking forward to the interview with Warren today, and I'll let you take it from there, Tony.
Sounds good, Rodney. Thanks so much for being there, my brother. Well, let's just kind of jump right into it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce to you Mr. Warren Anderson this morning. Warren is in the field with you as an independent Iolo agent, and he is a family man. He's also an ordained minister, I understand, and he's been involved in sales in the energy market, industrial sales. And he's got a strong background in sales. I think you've even dabbled a little bit in multi-level, if I remember correctly, Warren. How are you this morning? And thanks, by the way, for joining us on the radio.
Thank you, Tony, for inviting me. And, I love what you guys are doing with everything. This is an amazing company. I've never seen anything. I've been in interview sales about 5 years. I've done network marketing a little bit, you know, dabbled in that. But this right here is truly awesome. I'm having a whole lot of fun with this thing. But again, thank you for inviting me on this show.
You bet. Glad that you're taking the time this morning from your busy day to be with us. You know, there's a lot of new agents that are joining us every day. and they're tuning into the radio show for the first time every day as well. And the audience keeps building here. We're excited about that. We've got literally hundreds and hundreds of Iolo agents in the field. And you know, Warren, when you first joined us with Iolo, you might have been a little skeptical like many people are, and certainly I was. You know, when Rodney first called me and started talking to me, you know, we always, that the skeptic always jumps up and goes, well, wait a minute. You know, what was your experience when you first started looking at Iolo, and what did you do or what would you hear that overcame the skepticism that you might have felt when you first heard about Iolo?
Wow. Well, you're right about that, Tony. I was skeptical. I didn't know what to expect. I had just got finished with a network marketing company dealing with NG that kind of, they didn't really fold, but they just stopped networking. And I got disgusted with that. And I kind of threw my hands up and said, you know, I'm kind of done with all this, you know, other stuff. I'm just going to stick with energy sales. But there was a gentleman in Houston Austin named Slim Wright. He called me up and said, Warren, listen, you got to take a look at it. And, you know, I didn't want to do it at first because I was tired, you know, but I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just take a look at it. And when I looked at it, it was different. You know, it was something new. You know, I understood the program because I've gone through one of the competitors before. And I had somewhat insight of how it worked. But like you said, I was a little bit skeptical of it. So I would get on the radio shows. I would go to the website and look at everything. But just wasn't fully convinced. But the more that I listened on the radio show, you know, it made me want to kind of go out there and just at least try it, you know. And that's what I did. I mean, the first thing I did was start working on myself, okay? I started working on myself because everyone on this radio show has heard about Iolo, okay? And you believed in it. You believed somewhat in it to make you want to at least sign up or, you know, go to the website, talk to some people about it. So first thing I did was start talking to myself. I started changing my mindset. I had to make sure that my inner game was right. That's the first thing that I had to do. And let me just say this for everybody. You're not selling anything, okay? And that's, I had to come to a realization to that. We're not selling anything, okay? No one wants to be sold, but everybody wants a gift. And when we go into these stores, these merchants, they're the ones that's selling, okay? What we're doing is simply providing them with a tool that will aid them in selling. So I had to first get that mindset that I'm not selling, okay? Now, that's a total different posture from everybody else. Everybody else coming in want to sell electricity, want to sell credit card machine, but we're different. We are providing them with a tool. We are giving them something, okay? And then I had to also start looking at, you know, what I was saying to myself. I had to start speaking life into myself. You know, you may hear me reference the Bible a lot. The Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue, to make sure that what I'm saying is going to add life to what I'm doing, okay? Because what you say determines what you believe in, and what you believe in determines your attitude, and your attitude is what governs your action. So in order to have the right action, I had to start thinking the right way about this business, okay? Hey, I didn't know everything about it, but I knew that I had to start thinking a certain way so I can get out there and start making some things happen. Because I don't know about you. I have fears just like everybody else has fears. When it comes to something new, you know, it took me a minute to get started. I didn't just jump in this thing running, but I did have to overcome a few fears. And we all have to kind of watch how we're thinking and not allow doubt to creep in, because when doubt start creeping in, doubt is the doorway to fear. And what fear does is paralyze you, okay? Fear will paralyze you. So, you know, a few days I didn't do anything, but when I decided to take action, when I started changing my mindset, when I started believing in what I was doing, I went in the back office, started watching videos, started writing down. I didn't have a script or anything, but I was just taking everything in. And I went to a place that I was familiar with. Talked to the guy. He owns a furniture store. And a few months ago, he told me about this program called SNAP. And I had no clue at the time that, you know, I'll be in this business, but I had asked him a few questions about it. So I went back to his store, and I said, hey, man, can you tell me more about that SNAP program? And he started giving me the information on it. I said, well, listen, hey, I heard about this one company that I'm thinking about getting involved with. I know one thing about them. You know, they give 100% to the merchants, and there's no application fee. And he said, hey, if they're doing that, something's wrong. It sounds like a scam. I said, yep. I said, well, I don't know, but I tell you what, I'm going to go home and do my homework. And if it's what I think it is, I'll come back to you and I'll show it to you. So I went back and kind of, you know, dug a little deeper in this thing. And a couple of days later, I went back and I showed him everything. And I tell you, his eyes lit up. His eyes lit up. He's like, hey, let's do it. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't know all I was doing. I didn't know everything that I was supposed to do. So I was kind of winging it. But the thing is, we went through it. It was completed. You guys accepted that application. And that was my first merchant right there that I had. So I contribute that to, so if I had to give this to someone, the first thing I would say, hey, action is important, okay? Don't allow fear to paralyze you. Just get up and go. You may not understand everything. It's okay. You may not know everything. That's okay. I go in a lot and tell people, hey, listen, I'm new at this. I don't know everything, but what I do know, I'll give this to you. And they receive that because I'm being straight up with them. So action is important, okay? Another thing that has help me in my situation.
So let me ask you, Warren. I just want to jump in. So he said to you that it was a scam. So when you went back after you did a little homework there, and then when you went back, you know, how confident were you that it wasn't a scam? And how did he overcome his objection that it was? What made him think it was a scam? Because you and I both know that SNAP has really high, charges. Back to the merchant. They have back charges to the merchant. Chargebacks, I believe, are part of their program as well. But they have the merchant doesn't get 100% of his money. So how did you help him overcome those obstacles of fear?
Well, you know, he thought it was a scam that's based on the industry in it itself. No one that he had heard of was doing 100%. No one that he had heard of didn't have an application fee. You know, so he felt that he knew about the industry well enough that when something new came along, it just didn't add up to what he knew. So by me coming back, first of all, I was honest with him, okay? And being honest built up credibility, okay?
Absolutely.
He knew me before I got into this business. And at the same time, when I got in it, I explained to him, you know, what I was planning on doing, that I would do my due diligence. And when I came back, you know, he believed in me. People don't buy products, not necessarily. People buy people. And what we're in a relationship building business. That's what it's all about. So that helped him overcome that is, you know, him believing in me. And me believing in myself, believing in the product, and most important, you know, I'm a minister, so I have to have faith in Christ where he's leading me.
Well, and I understand that completely. So how did you overcome your, you know, because, you know, if he's telling you it's a scam, you know, have you ever been in that situation, Warren, where, you know, you have confidence in something, but then you go out and talk to somebody, and they're so confident themselves that, oh, this is not good, this is a bad thing, whatever, mm-hmm. that it shakes our confidence. You know what I'm saying? So what did you do to go back and to reassure yourself that this was real, that Iola was real? And I know you mentioned the radio show, and honestly, I'm hoping that the radio show had a part of that too.
honestly, when he told me that, I wasn't moved by that because I had already knew. I had already made up my mind. And I made my mind up prior going there because of the radio show, because of the Tim Williamson getting on the air, because of what Bud was speaking, because of the website, you know. All of that helped me make up my mind. So within, you know, I felt very confident in what I was doing. So the overcoming came prior to me going there. So when he said that, you know, that didn't move me or shake me. And, you know, even when I go out now, you know, you're still going to have someone that don't believe it, you know, that may not understand it all the way. You know, so the thing is we have to be confident in what we're doing so those things will not interfere in our thinking. It's all about the mindset. We got to have our inner game on point.
Now, this is somebody that you knew, you know, and I know a lot of people, they're gonna follow that track. So they may know a merchant. They may already have a relationship with a merchant where, you know, it falls into one of our verticals and they can go communicate with them. But after that, have you talked with people that were, you know, that were people that you don't know, you know, walking in off the street cold, and talk to merchants that you didn't have a relationship with, and how have you achieved success in that way? Because I know that you signed up a bunch of merchants here with Iola already just in these last few weeks.
Right, yeah. Well, that was my only warm market, my only warm lead. Everything else has been cold, okay? And I can tell you this, if anyone's looking for a script, I don't have a script. You know, I'm not scripted. What I've done was basically understood what I was sharing with the people. And then from there, every time that I walk in a door, I am giving them the best part of me, okay? I'm giving them me. Remember, we're in a relationship building business. We're not in selling. We're not selling anything. We're sharing. We're partnering up with people. And from, you know, since that day, every day when I walk in, I'm giving them a part of me that I want them to receive, okay? That I want them to receive me because, again, for a relationship to take place, a person has to like you, okay? A person has to connect with you, okay? And everyone on this call has something within themselves that they can share with people or to express with themselves. Like you may have a certain type of you have a way with smiling, and that smile would light up a person. You know, give them that. The way that you speak, you may be able to compliment well. Compliment. Give them the better part of you. You know, again, it goes back to I always relate things spiritually. And the Bible says, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world, you know. So what I aim to do is give people kindness, and you know, I want to be a certain way when I meet people, because that's what opens the door for me to start speaking. Remember, there are so many people that walk into those doors that are always trying to sell. Okay, so first thing that a person can meet is resistance. But if your posture is a certain way, you have your mindset knowing that you're not selling anything, you're just sharing, okay? And you're giving them the best part of you, they're going to be open to at least listen. Again, no scripts. I don't have a script, but I start giving them the facts, okay? Just give them the facts. And most people know enough about the program to where, you know, they're familiar with it. Oh, yeah, they just want to know the difference, and I tell them the difference. And either they're doing it on the spot or they're busy and say, okay, come back, and we'll do it then. So, again, I don't have a script, but what I do is give them the best part of me, okay? And that goes a long way.
Boy, that really does, and I think you're spot on. I want to ask Bud to join the conversation. I know you've had some communication with Bud, Warren, and Bud, I want to say good morning and welcome to the show, and I just wanted to see if you had any questions for our guest today.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry, I've been on mute. Yeah, I've been sitting here writing notes.
I wrote a page of notes the first time I spoke with Warren, and then I've written probably another half page now. So, yes, I'd like to thank Warren for coming on and taking time out of his schedule. A couple of things that I heard that just stand out to me, and they stood out the first time I spoke to him. And again, if you're not taking notes, you should be. And if you haven't, you may want to take. Here's some of the notes that I wrote down from my two conversations, from my first one and from listening to this. Number one is the key factors of success for Warren that I wrote down is number one is your mindset. One of the greatest things, Warren, I heard you say is attitude governs actions, and you're absolutely right. It kind of mirrors what Steve was saying yesterday. Neither Steve nor Warren jumped right in and just went out ignorance on fire and just went out and started talking to people. They did their homework. They are professionals. They are people who want to put their best foot forward and know what they're talking about. So while you don't have to know everything, you do have to know enough to become comfortable and confident in discussing our program with other people. So they both did that. And, you know, by the way, Tony, we always say hello and welcome to the agents that are on Iolo Radio, but there are at any one time a number of potential or prospective agents that are listening in to what we're doing and what we're all about. So that's just a great testimony. And by the way, if you have people that you're talking to about adding to your agency, invite them to the radio show. Invite them to IolaRadio.com to listen to some past shows, because, again, it just gives them a sense of who we are and what we're going to be doing. But number one is mindset, and I think that's so huge. And, again, you got Warren, who comes from that mindset as a minister of helping others and serving others, and we've talked about that from day one. That's what we're doing. We are serving the merchants. We are helping them build their business. And when you have that mindset that you're serving, you're not selling, it's definitely going to make a difference in your results. Number two he mentioned was activity. Oh, my gosh, you have to take action. We talked about fear yesterday, false evidence appearing real. A lot of the things that we think we're going to get, a lot of the objections we never get because they don't have them. They don't need them, especially if they're in and they use RTO, they understand it. So, again, don't be afraid to go out and talk to somebody. The worst thing they can do is say no. Now, I'm gonna pause right there, and I'm going to ask Warren. Warren, in your current business, do you ever hear no when you're going out and talking to a potential customer? Do you ever hear no?
I hear no on a daily. I can get no's up to 40 times a day. 40 times a day.
40 times a day, folks. 40 times a day, Warren can get a no. But, Warren, does that stop you? Is that make
you quit?
That doesn't
stop me. It can't stop me, and I can't let it paralyze me either. Because if I'm paralyzed, then I can't eat. You know, I can't take care of my family. So it's important that I keep going.
I remember you said that to me, and it was just mind-boggling. You get that many no's a day. So you said one of the reasons you loved Iolo is because you get to hear yes all the time. So
yeah,
that was really good.
With this business, the resistance level is at a minimum. And that's what makes it so unique, you know. For me, hearing those on a regular basis, when the guy said yes so quick, I had to say, "Are you sure? You know, really?" Okay.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay, so we've got one mindset, two activity, and again, three is so important. And you said it kind of goes back to the mindset, but you said to be likable. What's the most important thing that you have or wear when you go into a merchant?
The most important thing that I wear?
That you give off when you go into a merchant. I wrote this down the first time we talked. But you said every time you go in, what's the first thing you do when you walk in the store and get engage somebody?
Yeah. So when I go into stores, I am looking for the first person that I meet, and I'm hoping that it's a salesman. You know, I hope that I don't get the manager all the time. And the reason being, what I'm trying to do is build that next person up, encourage that next person, okay, because I know that the person that I meet, if I can build them up, then I have now an ally, okay, someone that can help me get to the decision maker. okay? And once I can get to the decision maker, I'll have all the information that I need. I'll know who's his name. I'll know how many locations that they have. Like, for example, went into a Boost Mobile store, and there was a young lady working in there, and I was able to recognize that she had a way with people, okay? That she has a way of making friends, of getting people to talk. And that really stood out. So I started edifying her with that. And in the end, not only she gave me the person's name, but she also let me know, oh, yeah, he has 18 different locations. He would love this. He was just talking about how Progressive is not, you know, holding up their end of the bargain. So if we can go in and look for encouraging building the next person up, then we'll get what we're looking for. And that's
well, and that's what I wrote down. Number three, I wrote down, be likable. And here's what I wrote down. Smile and treat everyone like the boss. Treat everyone right. like they're important. And, again, smile. I remember Dalal. If we go back to listen to Dalal's shows, she said the number one most important thing she puts on when she goes into a store that she wears is a smile. And, again, a smile is infectious. So, and, again, like you say, treat everyone like the boss. Number four I have written down after our conversations is be a good finder, and you alluded to that just a minute ago. You said look for something about the person that you're talking with mm-hmm. and genuinely give them a compliment. No BS mm-hmm. stuff, because people can sense that. But, folks, if we are out there looking for the negative, I promise you you're going to find it. But guess what? If you're looking for the positive, you're going to find that too, whether it's unique jewelry or whether it's whatever, nice, a beautiful blouse or nice sharp shoes or whatever it is, whether it's something physical or, like he said, the way that she dealt with people and treats people, just look for something good about the person that you're talking with and genuinely give them a compliment, because mm-hmm. you don't get enough of that on a daily basis. So that was number four, be a good finder. And number five was, you know, basically then, you know, talk, get down to business is what I wrote, and that's then talk to a manager and share Iolo with them. Do not sell Iolo to them. Share Iolo with them. Do not sell Iolo to them. Those are the notes that I've been writing down. Also, you said, you know, people buy people. I tell everybody to say, what kind of business are you in? And I say, the people business. Folks, we're not selling a rent-to-own program. We're not selling contracts. We're not selling wheels and tires. We're selling the relationship. We are in the people business. And if people believe that you're there to help them, if they truly believe that you're there for their benefit, they are going to be receptive. If they believe you are there to sell them something, they are going to have resistance. Okay, you hear this over and mm-hmm. over again with all the successful agents we have on the show. It's a common theme that you hear over and over again.
Correct.
And I also wrote down, you know, again, I just want to highlight this, and I'll be done with this. You mentioned you were involved in other companies in the traditional MLM and networking industry, mm-hmm. and that you basically had a broken heart. I was the same way. I got out of that industry for 3 years. And, I mean, that industry afforded myself and my family a lifestyle, a phenomenal lifestyle for years and years. But, again, I got involved with several companies and promises and failed companies and broke, you know, and it just got so discouraging. I literally got out of that industry and got back into the restaurant business. And I missed it. I did. I mean, I like the restaurant business because it's a people business. But, you know, it's different. It's just so different than building a legacy or a dynasty or an empire that we can build through this business model. So, again, the neat thing here is if somebody gets involved, they don't have to spend any money, let alone a lot of money. Some of these companies cost thousands of dollars. And people in other companies I've been involved in for 17 years, they had lost money. Here you don't lose money. And I'm going to tell you, don't quit. Don't lose, because then you're going to cost yourself something more importantly than money, and that's time. But the good news is if you've been in this company for a month or 2 months or 3 months and you haven't done anything, that's okay, because you can start today, just like Steve, just like Warren, you can start today, spend about 6 to 10 hours of getting yourself educated and building up your belief with Iolo, and then you can go out, and in the next 11 days, you can put 27 new personal agents in your agency. In the next couple of weeks, you can put double-digit merchants into your business that you're going to be able to earn an income on month after month after month, a passive income. So please don't be discouraged. Listen to these shows. Listen to what the successful agents in the field are doing, and then simply duplicate what they're doing. Just do that, and then you will be on the show. By the way, I just want to point out the power of this radio show, Tony. I had I was speaking with an agent yesterday who said, you know, I heard this, and man, I can do this now. And I heard what they said, and I'm going to go out and tear this up. I'm going to be a guest on your radio show in a month. I'll be the one you're going to have on the show. So this show is awesome. It's inspiring. These are real people with real stories that are having real success. And here's the best thing about it. You can too. It doesn't take any special skill or talent other than wanting to help other people, and now you have a tool and a vehicle that you can do that with. And again, I go back to my personal philosophy. If you help enough other people get what they want out of life, like Zig Ziglar said, then you will have everything you've ever wanted and more. So, Warren, thank you again for sharing your story with us. Congratulations to your success thus far. I look forward to wonderful things for you in the future.
Thank you, Bud. And, but I have a secret I want to share.
Oh, all right, good. Let me get my pen. Hold on.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this is huge, okay? This is huge, so everybody get ready. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. That's Mark Twain.
Nice.
The secret of getting ahead is, and I'm writing this down, getting started.
Getting started.
And I've, you know, Warren, I've often heard that that's the hardest part, taking that first step.
True.
You know,
that is,
that's the hardest
that
part.
Is.
So I know that you have encouraged many of the Iolo agents that are listening in, tuning in today, and that will be listening to this show over the next few days, over the weekend, and into the future. And Warren, I want to say thank you very much. I feel like I've made a new friend here with you today, and I'm really excited to be a part of this journey with you, with Iolo, and it's a real pleasure, and I want to invite you back on the show anytime, Warren. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, sir.
Appreciate it. And again, I just want to thank you guys for all the work that you guys are doing. You guys are the hardest working individuals in this company. I mean, putting on this show every day is no easy task. And I got to, you know, give you kudos and clap my hands for you guys because you guys are doing an amazing job. It's helping us.
Well, thank
so,
you
thank
so
you.
Much, sir. And safe travels out there, Warren. We'll definitely be looking forward to having you back on the show. And, Bud, I tell you what, man, it's another record-breaking show today, man. It's been a great show. It's been a great week. Tomorrow's going to be Open Line Friday, and I'll give you an opportunity, Bud, for any last comments as we close the show today.
Oh, man, I don't think I can top that, what Warren said with Mark Twain. And, by the way, I grew up in that area where he's from, Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, and the secret of getting ahead is getting started. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, so there's so many things. We said it yesterday, I think we said, to be great at something, you have to be good at it. To be good at it, you probably have to be bad at it. But to be bad, you have to get started. You have to be at it. So those of you that are listening live or listening to our recorded things, you are at it. Congratulations to you. Now go get bad and good and then get great, and then we're going to have you on our radio show. See everyone tomorrow for Open Line Friday, and we will have hopefully a big announcement tomorrow, so tune in tomorrow.
Thank you, Bud. Thank you, Warren. And thank you, Mr. Rodney Cox. We appreciate you
guys.
All
right.
See you
thank
tomorrow.
You, guys. Have a... All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.